What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friend, welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and most importantly, I'm a dad. And this show is where we help established online course creators and coaches create more profit, more impact with less hustle. All right, let's get into it. All right. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the show. I'm Rick Mulready. Thank you, as always, for tuning in today. I don't know why, but I just like turn. I record this. If you're not watching my episodes on YouTube, you're missing out because you get to see me do weird things on while I'm recording this, my episodes. It's the Art of Online Business channel over on YouTube. I also have a clips or highlights channel over there, in addition to my Rick Mulready episode, which we are beginning finally to release YouTube specific videos over there. And before we start talking about high ticket sales today, so many of you, I'm sure, can relate to what I'm doing right now. So I'm recording this in the middle of the afternoon on a Wednesday, and on my desk sits our baby monitor, and I'm watching my daughter nap. So for those of you who don't know, I have a 3-year-old daughter. Her name's Maya. She is my everything. She's why I do what I do. And so my office is right below her bedroom. And probably not the best thing to be recording when she's trying to sleep, because she can definitely hear me. But I have to keep an eye on her because I'm on daddy duty this afternoon. So some of you can relate to that, right? So anyway, today's quick tip episode. I want to talk about high ticket sales, specifically how to sell more high ticket with zero selling. And for the context of this episode, I want to define quote unquote high ticket as an offer that you sell that is north of $5,000. So 5K and above, whether it's a coaching program, whether, you know, one-on-one or group coaching, whether it's a mastermind, whether it's a certification, whatever it might be. Maybe you sell something that's $5,000. Maybe you sell something that's $25,000. Maybe you sell something that's, you know, $50,000, whatever it might be. That's what I'm referring to as high ticket today. And before I even get into what I want to offer you here today, I want to set the foundation of if you're selling your offer, if you're trying to close people on your high ticket offer, I want to challenge you to think about it in a different way, right? Don't try to close people. Don't try to like hard sell them, right? So for example, when somebody applies for my accelerator coaching program, and if their application is approved, the next step in our process is to jump on a Zoom call. You know, I take some of those Zoom calls because I love to have those conversations, or somebody on my team. But when I jump on the phone or with it, you know, if my team jumps on a Zoom call with you, I'm not there to sell you. I'm not there to hard close you, right? So many people like jump on a Zoom call and they're like, oh, waiting for the close, waiting for the hard pitch. You're not going to get it, right? So if you are trying to do that, to sell your high ticket offer, I want to offer you a different way, right? This is all about understanding the person who has raised their hand and said, I'm interested in working with you at a deeper level. Again, whatever that is, coaching program, mastermind, certification, what have you. Understanding what their specific problems are, what their challenges are. And then you are there to present to them, number one, that you understand their problems and challenges, and number two, share with them how you can solve those problems, how you are uniquely positioned to solve those problems for them, how you've helped other people, share examples, et cetera. And then you share what the offer is, right? You're not trying to hard close them. Not trying to like sell to them. You know what I mean? It just feels kind of like icky and kind of scammy, if you will. Not scammy, but you know what I'm talking about, right? We're not trying to close people, right? If you're doing high ticket sales, just present what you have to offer, make the case and show them why you can help them, how you can help them. And, you know, you're trying to help them make a decision. You're not trying to push them in one specific way. Okay. So now that we have that out of the way, here is how to quote unquote sell more high ticket sales, how to make more high ticket sales of your high ticket offer. And that is through a consistent content strategy, but not just any consistent content strategy. I'm referring to one that allows you to create a more sort of intimate relationship building with that person, i.e. a podcast or a YouTube channel where they get to see you on video, or consistent short form video, whether it's on TikTok or whether it's on Instagram Reels or what have you. Ideally is something like a podcast or a YouTube channel. Cause like if in a podcast right now, you know, I've been podcasting now for 7.5 years. All right. It's a very intimate experience. Like you're listening right now. Some of you are listening right now with your AirPods in, or, you know, whatever it is, you know, you've got your headphones on or what have you, right? You're out for a walk, you're in the house, or you're driving somewhere. Well, you're not, hopefully not listening to using AirPods in the car. But the point is that I'm in your earbuds. You're listening to me right now. And for those of you who've been listening for a long time, or you're just, maybe this is your first episode, right? This is the beginning of my journey with you, where I get to build a relationship with you and I get to show you what type of person I am. I get to share value with you, create value for you by delivering free episodes, 2 free episodes every single week, right? You get to learn about my values. I just shared at the beginning of this episode that I'm doing this right now with a baby monitor on my desk right now, watching over my 3-year-old daughter. She's everything to me. Well, that says a lot about my values, right? So it's stuff like that that builds up over time. And then you get to make a decision whether you want to work more with my team and me in our accelerator coaching program, right? And so it's that type of relationship that is of highest value when you are trying to quote unquote sell your high ticket offer. So the first question I want you to ask yourself and look at your business is, are you creating a consistent content strategy where it goes beyond just like, you know, writing emails or writing blog posts? Nothing wrong with that. But when you create a podcast, when you create video, you are building a relationship with the viewer, with the listener, on a whole different level, right? And so number one, are you doing that? Number two, if you do have that, how are you leveraging that platform to drive sales of your high ticket offer? And oftentimes it really just comes down to the relationship building. People listening over time or people watching over time. And then finally they make the decision. Yeah, I'm ready for this. I'm ready for what this person has to offer. I want to work with them more because I've been listening for a while. You know, I've learned enough about them, about their values, about their expertise, about how they can help me specifically. I've heard about all the other stories about how they've helped so-and-so. Well, that person is, or I'm like, just like that person, I want more of this. Right. And so how are you leveraging that platform to drive more high ticket sales? I want to share with you two specific examples, one of which is a recent Accelerator member. She recently joined Accelerator and I actually get on the Zoom call with them after they, you know, it's application only. By the way, just to clear something up here, I get this question all the time where people are like, oh, when is enrollment open for Accelerator? it's open, my friend, right? We're all about helping you when you need the help. And this is not like, not a case of like, oh, I need help right now. Well, you have to wait until June when enrollments open again. No, like we're here for you, right? And Accelerator is for established course creators, online coaches, teacher entrepreneurs who are already averaging at least 8 to 10K per month in revenue from your online business. And you're looking to scale, but you're not really sure what to do. You're not really sure what next steps to take. You're not really sure how to get out of your own way. You're doing all the things in your business, something I hear all the time. You're not really sure how to build out your team. You're not sure how to scale your marketing and your sales, et cetera. Well, what we help you do is create more profit, more impact with less hustle. It's not about adding more time to your plate, right? It's actually reducing it and increasing your revenue and profit in the process. So again, it's application only. If you want to apply, and yes, you can read all about more about the program and a whole bunch of case studies and so forth over at rickmulready.com/accelerator. So getting back to this member who recently joined, get on a call with her and she said, I've been listening to your podcast, this show here, for about 2 years. And she said, I realized over those 2 years that I wanted to be a part of Accelerator. I just need to make sure that I got my business to the point where I quote unquote qualified to work with you all in Accelerator. So it was this podcast here that did the quote unquote selling for me. I'm not selling you, right? I'm presenting you like with value. I'm building relationship with you. And I'm not doing it like, I don't do this podcast in order to do that, right? I do this podcast because I truly love helping and the scope and impact that we're able to have through this medium. And I love podcasting, right? So this person had already made up the decision. Like she'd made up her mind a long time ago and she was just waiting to get her business to a point where like, okay, cool. I'm finally there. Let's do this. And so there was no selling. There's no selling there, right? And if they decided not to join, that's totally fine too, okay? So that's just one example that consistent content that this person was consuming of mine helped her make that decision. And I'm not here to close or convince anybody. Another example, okay? And so I was having a conversation with this person fairly recently, and they said, they have a podcast as well. And they said that they weren't really increasing downloads on the podcast wasn't super important to them. They weren't really caring so much about increasing downloads. And in fact, they didn't even know how many downloads the podcast does. Right. And so as a podcaster, I'm like, holy cow. I start breaking out in hives when I hear somebody say that, who's a podcaster. I'm like, what? You don't know how many downloads you do? Anyway, I check every day. The number of downloads are all relative, right? I would much rather have, 1,000 downloads a month from 4 episodes, weekly episode, 1,000 downloads a month where, raving fans, right? Like people that take action, listen, leave reviews, just give you feedback, DM you, like super engaged audience, as opposed to 100,000 downloads. And it's none of that. Right. And so anyway, so number of downloads is all relative. However, you do need a baseline. And so where we were going with this in my conversation with this person, I said, well, do you have any interest in growing your podcast? Like, where is it at? How are you doing? Like everything. And they're like, I just do it. I don't really care, too much about growing it at this point, just because it wasn't a high priority for them. Well, come to find out, as I dug deeper, we found out that the majority of this person's high ticket students, and they're selling, I think it's a $20,000 or $25,000. I think it's $20,000 offer. And most of those students, not surprisingly, are listeners of that person's podcast. They listen to the podcast, develop that relationship, with our student. And then they decide, holy cow, I want more of this. This person has established themselves as the authority. I understand their values. I know how they can help me. I want in, right? So the podcast is doing the selling for our student here. And so when we realized that, we have to flip our thinking on its head and say, okay, if the podcast is driving most of our high ticket sales, well, logically speaking, if we grow the podcast, we are going to grow the number of high ticket students that we have, right? So it's like, okay, how can we give more attention? How can we put more focus on growing the podcast and make a hypothesis that if we grow the podcast, then our high ticket sales will increase as well. So this is something that we did for this member. And it became, okay, how do we create the type of relationship where somebody gets to know, like, and trust you, and then deliver the value, show them how good you are at what you do, show them how you completely understand their situation, their problems, their challenges, and how you can help them. And then, boom, high ticket sales just keep coming in for this person. That's what this is about, creating a consistent content strategy where you are in their ear or right in front of them on video. That is one of the best ways to sell, quote unquote, more of your high ticket offers without actually doing any of the selling, because you're building a relationship with them through the content that you are consistently putting out and they are consuming. So if you have no idea how your high ticket students are finding out about you or finding out about your program, I want you to start asking them. So right when they sign up, ask them, how did you hear about me? How did you hear about, you know, name of the program? Ask them right there. Also, if you haven't been doing it up to this point, go back and ask your current students the same exact question. Ask your past students. And then what that information allows you to do is say, oh, okay, most of the people are listening to my podcast. Let's double down on growing that podcast with quality listeners. Oh, most people are watching my YouTube videos. Oh, let's double down on that. Let's double down on growing the YouTube channel or what have you. Okay. That's what this is all about. This is something that is so, like, it's always right in front of us, but we're too close to our own stuff for us to see it. And we all have those spots in our business, right? I have a ton of them, but that's why an outside set of eyes is so helpful. Right? So consistent content strategy, one that you're creating a sort of a next level relationship with the audience that you're trying to attract, creating content, by the way, that is specifically for the audience that you are here to serve. Okay. And that is how you're going to sell more of your high ticket offer without actually doing any of the quote selling, right? Your content is doing the selling for you. And then they're just like, hey, how do I work with you? How do I sign up? Let's do this. It means that your sales cycle might be a little bit longer, but that's to be expected if you have a high ticket offer, and that's okay. Your content is doing the selling for you. Cool. All right, my friends, shoot me a DM over on Instagram. I'd love to get any feedback from you on this episode. If you've got a high ticket offer, love to hear any feedback, how you're selling it. There's a whole bunch of ways to do that. And I've got an episode coming up here talking more about what I just sort of alluded to at the end. Is so many students that we're talking to now don't have any idea where sales are actually coming from. And we have to have that insight if we're going to double down on what's actually working, do more of what's working. Well, we can't do that if we don't know where sales are actually coming from. So I'm going to be sharing with you some ways on exactly how to do that. But until then, my friend, thank you so much as always for listening. Appreciate you. Be well. Talk to you soon.